Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
This is Stacking the Box with NFL insider Matt Verderam and Mark Carman. It's always good to see 88. Let's jump in here. Michael Irvin, I think you're seeing particularly well today. Look at you. Verilux taking you to the next level. Did Verilux help you see, what are you doing, Dak Prescott? This is not the way our season should end right now.
Yeah, Verilux helps me see everything, even the things I didn't want to see, like Sunday, you know what I mean? And see them clearly, because Verilux is the number one recommended progressive lens. And let me tell you something, because we all go through it. I know at around age 40, you know how you wake up and you're shaking your head because you can't see anymore? That's called presbyopia. I didn't know they had a name for it. I went to the doctor, and the doctor says, this is what you're suffering. I said, what do you mean I'm suffering from this? I just can't see. He said, this is what it's called, presbyopia, so farsightedness. But Verilux went in the phone booth like Clark Kent, and they came out Superman for me. That's just the truth, you know what I mean? Let me tell you why I said it came out Superman. Not just that they're the number one recommended progressive lens. It's what they have, the technology they have inside. Yeah, because what we do, what I do, I have to look at a camera and talking and then be able to look down and pick up my little notes and stats on a sheet of paper. They have seamless transition from looking up to looking down. My old glasses, I used to look up and down, and then I would have to adjust, wait till it all adjust to see it. I don't have that problem. So I'm able to do my job better because of that seamless transition in the Verilux.
Well said, my brother. Appreciate you. And yes, I think everybody can relate to what you're saying. So let's talk some football here. The way the season ended, from your seat, who, if anyone, did you put the blame on?
For the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
It's simple for me. When you look around last week, every team you look at, the stars of the team showed up and play. You can't win in this game if your stars don't show up and play. Dak Prescott, 69 passer rating. Ezekiel Elliott, 31 rushing yards. C.D. Lamb, 21 yards in reception. One reception for 21 yards. My bishop and I always say this. Whenever you have a disorder, it's going to bring about a dysfunction. And they had a disorder in that game Sunday. They had the star players playing like role players. And they tried to make a few role players, Schultz and Wilson, play like stars. That was a disorder that brought about a dysfunction, and that's why they got their butts sitting at home on this couch.
Were the lights too big? How do you explain that?
Well, I would hate to say that. I hate that you even asked that question, because the reality is I was looking in the eyes of some of those guys and I was like, wow, this looks like like this is engulfing them, that like this is overwhelming them. I know when you look and you, because they were looking at it, it's like, this looks like they're overwhelmed. Now it kind of, they looked a little bit better, like they came out of it as the game went on, but it was too late when they came out of it. You know, it shocked me that I saw that look on their face, and I saw hunger, desire, stick-to-itiveness, and togetherness in the eyes of the 49ers.
Michael Irvin's in Jerry Jones' seat. Are you keeping Mike McCarthy?
I'm looking around because, like anybody and anything else, I'm always looking for better. That's the name of this business. Every year, I put up 1,600 yards one game. I averaged 100 yards receiving per game. You know what those scouts were doing? They were looking for another receiver, somebody that could do what I did that they could pay less money for. That's the name of this business. But I'm telling you something. I don't know that I'm getting rid of Mike McCarthy unless I know I got something better coming in. Do I got a Sean Payton coming in? Because Mike McCarthy has a ring. Do I have a Kyle Shanahan coming in? Do I have a Bill Belichick coming in? Then I'll be ready to move on from Mike McCarthy. But you better come in with some credentials and some championships.
There's a lot of names out there right now, though. I mean, Brian Flores is getting a lot of looks. Brian Dable's killing it in Buffalo. Maybe he deserves a chance. No one excites you, or does someone out there perhaps?
I love who you just said, Brian Flores. I thought he did a great job in Miami. You know, I know he orchestrated seven straight losing games, but he also orchestrated winning seven straight games in the season, and the wins came on the ladder. So you think, oh, let's take this momentum into next year. But, of course, that did not happen. And so I don't know that I would trade out Mike McCarthy for Brian Flores and all of those guys, even though I think they're young, talented guys. They don't have the experience that Mike McCarthy has for where Dallas is trying to go.
Interesting. One more on the Cowboys. Look, three Super Bowl champions, golden era Cowboys football, at least the last time there was a golden era. Why have they not, in your mind, Michael, been successful basically since you left at the top of the NFL?
It just hadn't all come together. I picked the Cowboys because I see elements. A few years ago, they had a great run game, and that was growing. Then they got a great passing game, you know, but then the run game started diminishing a little bit. And now they got some great pass rushers and a defense that's turned the ball over, but we can't run the ball anymore. And then the offense don't show up. They've had elements in each area, but they never had all the elements come together at the right time in one place and be able to consistently win football games. They got to get that fixed.
Is that ultimately on Jerry? Or is that too far?
Well, it's on the GM and the head coach. There's no doubt. It's on the GM and the head coach. And I understand the difficulty is because of how difficult it is, because you got to delegate where monies go, mitigate all the issues that come around, all of that. But everybody's playing the same game. And we all have the same opportunities. And Dallas not being there in the last 26 years, 30 years, it's just unacceptable.
Michael Irvin, the great Michael Irvin, working with Verilux. Let's just take a little look at the playoffs elsewhere. Appreciate the time. Do you look like, hey, Aaron Rodgers, your legacy is on the line. It is set up for you here. You are the one seed. You lost last year to Tom. You got to get there this year, and basically you got to win it.
No doubt. Not just last year. I mean, you've been right there. You wanted the playoff game at home. You got it. And you still lost, you know what I mean? And then it was last year, you had a hand in that, because that third down play was like, why didn't you run that play? Why didn't you run, you know? But the reason I do like Green Bay this year getting there, because I think if they're in that same situation this year, that 4-yard line, they're trying to score, they're just going to turn around and hand that ball off to Dylan this year. And that little 4 yards that they couldn't get last year that would have gotten them to the Super Bowl, they'll get it with that big monster running the ball, and they'll be the one back in the Super Bowl. That's why I take Green Bay. I think Green Bay is getting to the Super Bowl this year.
The Pats going out like they did, and maybe it was a good season even making it to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback, but Have we found, can we say that, look, the dynasty is Tom. Bill has his part, but it's Tom. He goes to Tampa Bay, they win. Can we finally have a little separation between those two, or do you look at it like 50-50? I always think it's the quarterback, Michael. I got an opinion on this one. But
but listen, I don't say it's 50-50. I say it's 100-100. 100-100. Everybody, you know how you try to, that's what you try to make your marriage puzzle. Everybody's putting this through a 50-50 marriage, 100-100 marriage. Okay, 100-100. But that's what that is. I really do. I love what Tom does. I love what Tom is. But Tom took Belichick's teaching and overlaid it over Tampa's talent. Tom did not know how to handle and lead a team. Belichick taught him that and showed him that. I think Belichick did an incredible job to hop right back in the playoffs. At some point this year, they were first in the AFC. I think at some point, they were number one seed almost. At one year after you got rid of Tom Brady, Belichick is like Michael Myers on Halloween. You keep thinking you've gotten rid of him, and he's gone, and you killed him, and he comes right back, and he's killing your team. He's not going anywhere. He's never going anywhere. And I say it's 100-100, no doubt. Tom was very important. But don't fool yourself. Belichick is the master. He's simply the best.
That's amazing. Belichick is Michael Myers. He almost looks like Michael Myers. I mean, that dude's
right. Right. Don't smile. Don't care. All he wants is wins. He reminds me of Jimmy. Jimmy Johnson used to tell me this all sometimes. He said, Michael, listen, I don't need any friends. All I want are wins. Don't come try to be my friend. But if you can help me win, I may make you a friend, because all I want to win.
Let's wrap up with who's in your Super Bowl, Michael? Who do you think's playing? Who do you think's winning?
I got Green Bay and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. We're going to love that matchup to get those two quarterbacks. Remember, everybody talked about the greatest talent, physical gifted quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, until Patrick Mahomes came along, and everybody started saying, oh, well, maybe Patrick Mahomes is the guy. And for Patrick Mahomes, let's think about it on that side. Patrick Mahomes, last year, we had to go through Tom Brady to try to get his second Super Bowl. And this year, he may have to go through Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about going through the gauntlet of some quarterbacks. That right there, after going through Josh Allen this weekend. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
That game feels like a coin flip to me, Buffalo, Kansas City.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But I will flip it on Kansas City side because of the weapon. I keep telling Josh Allen is phenomenal. I call him the most dominant quarterback right now in the National Football League. He can throw like Patrick Mahomes and runs like Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's not as slick and sleek and slippery as Lamar Jackson, but he's big, fast, man. He can make some plays. I don't care how big you are in this National Football League, sooner or later, that running is going to take a cost. It's going to make it have an effect on you. That's what we saw in Andrew Luck. That's what we saw in Cam Newton. And they were big boys, too. Can't nobody take this kind of hitting all the time. So Josh Allen is a great talent, but he has to be able to. They use him so much, and he's taking a lot of hits. That concerns me.
Michael Irvin, seeing clearly, even better with Verilux. Do you still have a little hitch and go on you? Could you run at least one more route if you had to right now? You look
everybody
fit, Michael.
Always tells me when I go, they say, boy, you look like you still can play. I look good. You look like you still play. Dude, you know what I tell them? I said, stop playing. This is just a look. This ain't functional. This can't give you no routes. This is just a look. I want to look good. I used to talk about all the guys with beach muscles. I used to say, look at them beach muscles. They ain't functional. They can't play no football. Now I'm that guy. I'm that guy in the curling trying to get beach muscles, but none of this stuff is functional.
You got to put that work in to get those beach muscles, though. So congrats. Beach muscle. Love it.
All right, buddy.
See you, Michael. Appreciate you. Man. Appreciate you.
All right, now.
Nah. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.